Hey guys, it is I, Cheeks. That's me, I am Cheeks. And I'm here to do a thing today for all of you to listen to. I have a previous post, which is linked in this post, called The One Where Cheeks Comes. It shares most of the title with this post. If you haven't heard it, fucking listen to it. Even if you have heard it, listen to it again. It's great. I had a good time. I came really hard, and it's super hot. So, you know, do it. Treat yourself. You deserve it. All of you do. So, much like that, I will be doing a thing today for you guys. And, I mean, it's for me. I can say without hesitation, it is for me first and foremost, and then it's for you guys. You guys get to have it and enjoy it. We'll just say it's for us. How about that? Okay. So, in this audio, I will be doing almost exactly the same thing that I did in the original post. Except, instead of using the wand on the low setting, as I did in the original post, I will be using the wand on the high setting. I am absolutely terrified. It will be a first for me. I am making history today. I've never used the wand on the high setting for the duration of my play. It's usually something that I save for the end to kind of give my climax an extra boost. And it is wonderful, but today I'm personally challenging myself. I've had a real hard on for challenges lately, apparently. I don't know why I'm like this, but I am going to attempt to masturbate with the wand on the high setting from start to finish. I'm not very confident that I'll make it, but I'm damn well going to try, and I'm glad you guys are here to listen to me fail. Okay. It is my hope that you are listening somewhere private. I mean, as much fun and enjoyment that I get out of being naughty in public and doing things I ought not to do in very, very public places. I always enjoy the idea of those listening to my audios, the idea of them listening in private, because they're free to do as they please without worrying about being caught by someone, or I don't know, something more severe like being arrested for public indecency / exposure, which is never good. Let's all be safe. Please don't use my audio to build your criminal record. I don't want to be responsible for any of that. So yes, I prefer that you're in private because there is definitely more freedom. You can lay in your bed or sit in your favorite chair or spread out on your sofa, and you can have your pants off, you can touch your pussy, you can stroke your cock. It's a lot of fun when you're in private places, because there are so many more there are so many more things you can get away with doing. You can get away with everything because you're alone and there's no one to judge you. There's no one to stop you. And you can thoroughly enjoy. I mean, if you are in public and you're listening, tisk tisk to you, I say, first of all. Second, don't stop. I mean, if I'm doing it for you right now and I'm turning you on wherever you are, whether that be, you know, just walking around outside where there may be people, almost assuredly are always people outside, or in your office at work, there are people around you and you're listening to me. If you're in like a grocery store or a shopping mall or at a theme park or something just completely ridiculous while you are listening to the sound of my voice and me getting off, just keep it up. But I will ask that when you get home, listen again. Listen when you're free and when you can come with me, because that's what I want. I want you to come with me. I want you rubbing your pussies and stroking your cocks and enjoying the sound of me, enjoying my moans and my play. It's what makes this more fun for me. So, God, can you tell that I'm stalling? Because I am. I'm so scared. Because I don't know how this is going to turn out. Oh, God. Okay. Just to give you a clear picture of what's happening over here, I am in bed. I am not wearing any pants or shoes or socks. My legs are fully exposed. I'm wearing panties that cover my entire butt. They actually have Kermit and Miss Piggies on them. They're eternally my favorite power couple. So I have to wear them over my butt and my pussy. It's necessary. I am wearing a rather tight black Queens of the Stone Age t-shirt. They're one of my favorite bands. This shirt I did not steal from anyone. This is all mine. I bought it at a show and it is cut for ladies, so it's very slim fitting and very flattering. I'm not wearing a bra, and boy, my nipples are hard. I have been teasing myself for a while before I started this. So that's my situation. I hope you are as comfortable in your situation as I am. Okay. Wish me luck, guys. But keep it to yourselves, whatever. I don't want to hear it. You're gonna make me nervous. Okay, here we go. Oh my god. Just turning it on is upsetting to me in the best way. I am just touching my pussy over my panties. Oh. Oh, fuck, it's over my pants. I can't fucking take it. Oh, it's too much. Oh my god, oh my god. I might be able to save things. But I can't. Oh my god. Oh god. Fuck. Oh fuck me. Fuck. I can't formulate words. I'm so sorry.
Oh!
It was so immediate. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I can't. I'm so sorry. I thought that would go on a bit longer, even though I was not extremely confident that it would happen at all. I'm having a hard time using my words and forming thoughts with my big brain. I'm sorry about that too. Oh, fuck. So I guess I will stop talking now. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry if it was too loud. I couldn't exactly help it. Not that I ever do. Try. Oh, fuck. Like, you guys. I wanted to say so many things. But I literally could not make words happen outside of fuck and oh God. And I was barely able to do that. Oh, fuck. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I'm gonna go die now. I love you all. Thanks again. I hope you had fun. Bye.